one question can bring you back to what matters, to what makes you feel alive, to the thing you chase, not because you have to, but because you can't help it. Welcome to One Question, a short weekly reflection to help you reconnect with your body, your values, and your truth. This week's question is, how would I live my life if I wasn't worried about the future at all? Let's be honest. The world feels incredibly heavy right now. There's a sense of collective fatigue in the air. Political unrest, economic instability, climate anxiety, layoffs, illness, war, uncertainty has become the background hum of everyday life. And when we're surrounded by uncertainty, fear moves in fast. It takes over our decision-making, our parenting, our leadership, our relationships. It whispers in our ears, be careful. Don't take risks. Keep your head down. But what if just for a moment you imagined living without the fear of what's next? What if the worry about the future wasn't steering your ship? This isn't about pretending everything is okay when it's not. This is about asking, what would change today in the way that I speak, I move, love, lead, if I wasn't bracing for impact? Psychologists call this anticipatory anxiety, the habit of constantly preparing for the worst, even when the worst hasn't happened. It's a survival mechanism, and it's baked into our nervous system. But just because it's automatic doesn't mean it's useful. In fact, the research is clear. Chronic worry limits creativity, reduces empathy, and narrows our thinking. We can't solve problems from a place of contraction. We need space, imagination, breath, hope. Leaders who lead from fear tend to micromanage. Parents who parent from fear often overprotect. And individuals who live from fear stop reaching towards joy because it feels too risky to hope. So I want to ask you something bold today. What if you let go, even briefly, of the need to try and future-proof everything? What if you chose to live as if good things were ahead? What if your default assumption was, it will work out, or at the very least, I'll be okay no matter what? Listen, this doesn't mean being careless or passive. It means choosing to align with what you love more than what you fear. Let's take it out of the abstract. What would you wear today if you weren't worried about being taken seriously? What email would you send today if you weren't worried about rejection? What job might you apply for or leave if the future didn't scare you? If you weren't afraid of being alone, who would you stop chasing? And if you weren't afraid of running out of time, how might you slow down? The science of positive psychology tells us that when we feel safe and secure, even internally, we're more generous, more resilient, and more likely to take meaningful action. This isn't about ignoring. This is about taking meaningful action. When we act from what we want to create, instead of what we're trying to avoid, our energy shifts. There's a beautiful term called embodied possibility. This comes out of somatic psychology. This is the idea that your body can learn to carry the feeling of safety and potential, even when the world doesn't offer it externally. It's not about delusion, it's about practice. Breathing deeper, loosening your jaw, saying yes to joy, even when the news cycle says otherwise. So here's the challenge if you want one. Pick one part of your day, just one, and live it as if you had no fear of the future. Make dinner as if you have all the time in the world. Have the conversation you've been avoiding. Write the story, send the text, take the nap, say the thing. Do it like you're someone who trusts themselves to figure things out. That is how we start leading ourselves from wholeness. That's how we model something different for our families, our teams, and our communities. Not perfection, not certainty, but presence, courage, hope. This is not, what if everything goes wrong? This is, what if this thing could go beautifully right? Thank you for joining me for one question. If this question stirred something in you, don't dismiss it. That vision of a less fearful, more present life, that is not naive. It's a clue. It's a whisper from the part of you that still believes in hope and in joy. How would I live my life if I wasn't worried about the future at all? Until next week, be kind to yourself. Trust that you'll figure it out, and always ask better questions.